How to Tell Someone the Good News. Chapter 2. Only if you're hungry, can you feed someone else? Review, what we want to learn how to meet people with a happy approach and make friends. How to find interested people willing to learn. How to arouse an interest and cultivate it. How to learn the art of asking the right questions. How to present the love of God in a way that will motivate to a response. How to encourage your friend to study on his own. How to meet his practical spiritual needs. How to handle objections or difficult questions. How to pray for souls effectively and know our prayers are heard. How not to get discouraged. How to grow along with our students. How to motivate rather than manipulate, to decide for Christ and his truth. How to present the testing truths and when. How to prepare the student for a meaningful baptism. How to prepare him to face inconsistencies, weaknesses, lukewarmness in the church. How to root him and ground him in the truth so he will never fall away. How, in short, to win people, who in turn become soul winners. 2. How your soul can be, 1. First one, before you can effectively convey the everlasting gospel to someone else, you must first understand its glad tidings. Note, God will give additional light, and old truths will be recovered and replaced in the framework of truth, and wherever the laborers go, they will triumph. Every ray of light received is to be communicated to others. One interest will prevail. One subject will swallow up every other, Christ our righteousness. 2. For a beginning, identify the glad tidings in these passages. A. Note, the common idea is that it is very difficult to be a genuine Christian, especially it seems Adventists think that way. They don't realize how these statements of Jesus contradict their mindset, which makes it difficult for them to win souls. He actually says it is easy to be saved and hard to be lost if we understand and believe the glad tidings. B. Mark the two key thoughts, what genuine love accomplishes, and those much more grace-abounding statements. Note, the chapter division should begin with 4:23-25. For whose offenses did Jesus die? All men. Therefore, for whose justification was he raised? The same for all men. Chapter 5 makes it clear that his sacrifice has given a verdict of acquittal to all men. Christ restored the whole race of men to favor with God and made it possible for all to enjoy life and eat their daily food. What transforms this justification into experiential justification by faith is the love of God shed abroad in our hearts. How that love motivates will be the topic of study 3. We welcome that love. See note. You can read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will find no story of a lost sheep that must seek his shepherd. But there is a parable of a good shepherd seeking his lost sheep. Mark in your Bible the evidences of that seeking Savior, and those repeated statements of how close he has come to us. Note the contrast in the afar off Christ of the Immaculate Conception dogma and its related distortions. We can't win souls by presenting a Savior who is afar off. D. Note, faith actually works, and grace is stronger than sin. We have often missed the glad tidings in this passage, understanding it backwards. The Ten Commandments become 10 promises to the one who understands the gospel. The truth of the two covenants is so encouraging that hearts begin to warm immediately on hearing it. The true message of the Bible is glad tidings for all, including alcoholics, drug addicts, or whosoever will come. You want to communicate this glad tidings clearly. But first of all, believe it yourself. 3. Is salvation dependent on our holding onto God's hand, or on our believing that he is holding onto our hand? Note, salvation does not depend on our initiating a relationship with Jesus, but on our believing and appreciating how he has initiated a relationship with us by becoming our Savior. 4. How can you see glad tidings on every page of the Bible? Even Genesis is full of the gospel. 3. You believe the glad tidings yourself. 1. At any given moment, in any circumstance, there is good news for you and for the person you seek to help. Note, even if one is on his deathbed, God has glad tidings for him if he can listen and believe, receiving the gift of repentance God gives. From where every human being stands, no matter how discouraging, you can tell him there is a path leading to heaven. but warn him that he receive not the grace of God in vain. 2. As you have time this week, please read the following agape passages, the original word for love, and note what soul-winning power is in that word.